Maria, M-O-N-A-R-R-E-Z, Maria.
Here's a confession from her. So did they send her for a kyphoplasty, orthopedic to inject it?
This woman here.
Ms. Garza.
Yeah. I mean, she's up.
Did they send her for one?
She's in the hospital.
Right.
So she's being handled. She's waiting to get surgery.
Okay, good. They're going to do that. Good. So she was born 8/10/65. Today is 4/18/23. Chief complaint, possible UTI. Number 2, recurring UTI. Number 3, burning when urinating. Number 4, nausea. Next one is vomiting. Next one is abdominal pain. Next one is history of fatty liver. Next one is weight gain. Next number, I was just treated with a urinary tract infection in the beginning of April. Our patient is a 57-year-old married woman since the 80s. Non-smoker, non-drinker. She doesn't work anymore. They just moved here, her and her husband, from Chicago to be close to family and get out of the snow. She's been pregnant 7 times. She had some kind of uterine ablation done years ago, and since then has had abnormal periods. Allergy, none. Surgery, cholecystectomy. COVID immunizations up to date. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy, and mammogram up to date in Chicago. Family history, hypertension, stroke, diabetes, no breast cancer, no colon cancer. Then medication is thyroid meds and macrodetin she just finished. And then past medical problems, hypothyroidism, allergy, none. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 202 pounds, 98%, 98.1, 16, 74, 94 over 60. Her heart positive, one positive, two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft, but tenderness noted both over the epigastric area because of nausea and vomiting yesterday and soreness, and over the bladder. Neurological, non-focal, lower extremity trace edema, skin shows no rash. Assessment, UA shows definitely urinary tract infection. Number 2, this is her second urinary tract infection in 1 month. Number 3, we'll make sure we send the urine for CNS. Number 4, we're going to give her rocephanogram now. Number 5, she was treated with macrodetin before. We're going to give her Septra DS today since she's not allergic to sulfa drugs. Number 5, get blood work. Number 6, because this is culture and sensitivity of the urine. Urine culture and sensitivity. Yes? No? Did you get me?
How would that be on the recognition?
Urine culture.
So is it the regular urine culture?
Yeah, culture and sensitivity. Next number, she's definitely going out of town, so we're going to get some blood work on her, but I don't want you to forget. Next number, she has had chronic urinary tract infection. For this reason, we're doing blood work. We looked at her bladder. The bladder, good. Didn't show any evidence of mass or tumors, but there's definitely a thickened wall of the bladder. Next number, I didn't see any abnormality around her ovaries, cysts, no obvious mass or deformity, consistent with abnormal periods. Next number, because of family or stroke, we looked at her carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number, she definitely has fatty liver. We discussed this. Next number is leg pain and arm pain. Causes to look at her arm and leg and to make sure she has no DVT or PVD. None was found. Next number, because of nausea and vomiting last night, we looked at her abdominal ultrasound, which was negative with no status post cholecystectomy. Next number, possible gastritis. Next number is give Zofran to take with her in case she becomes nauseous again. Next one was urinalysis, shows positive nitrates and increased specific gravity. pH is 6.5. Next one was push fluid. Next number is finding discussed with patient at length. Next number, since patient is from Chicago, she has expressed interest in using our office as a PCP, which I told her she's more than welcome to do. Thank you.